Anjali Matthew, and I'm representing the Center for Global Health at the University of Georgia, and I will be discussing research done on the culture of French cardiovascular risk factor management and its implications for promoting healthy U.S. communities. Co-authors from the Center for Global Health are Drs. O'Brien Cherry and Schuster, and co-authors from the French Society of General Medicine are Dr. Stechen, Duho, and Hebron. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And just to here are my objectives. First, I'll describe French primary care physicians' beliefs about cardiovascular disease, or CVD, risk factors, and best practices for managing CVD. I will also identify system differences between French and American healthcare that may play an important part in health outcomes. Also, discuss policy implications in support of CVD risk factor management practices among American physicians. So just to give you a bit brief introduction about the problem, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of mortality, accounting for 17.3 million deaths annually. Death rates due to CVD are lower in France than they are in the U.S., despite the fact that the distribution of CVD risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes, and smoking is surprisingly similar in France and the U.S. French CVD mortality rates are 35% lower for men and 32% lower for women in comparison to American rates. The reason for these differences have not yet been fully researched. However, a recent survey of French physicians by our colleagues suggests that there may be a culture of care for CVD risk factor management in France that could support better patient outcomes. A healthy diet and moderate wine consumption are often cited as the primary reasons for the low incidence of CVD mortality in France. Indeed, cultural differences in lifestyles and underlying social, environmental, and economic factors have been shown to have a strong influence on health outcomes. The average Frenchman, for instance, exercises more, they eat more fruits and vegetables, and they work less than the average American. Furthermore, food is central to the French culture, and French dietary habits include sit-down dinners with the family and smaller portion sizes at restaurants. However, the fact that the French may follow healthier dietary and lifestyle habits than the typical American and have lower rates of obesity may not entirely account for the lower CVD mortality in France. In fact, many of our French colleagues have entirely discounted the French paradox, and as CVD mortality is quite heterogeneous in France. But there are considerable differences between healthcare systems and physician practice behavior in the U.S. and France that could contribute to France's lower CVD mortality. In 2000, the French healthcare system was ranked the best in the world, as you all may know, versus the U.S. system, which ranked 37th. And the French spend roughly half of the money that the U.S. spends on healthcare. The latest figures show health expenditure per capita in France is 49% lower than in the U.S. Most French citizens are fully covered under a national health care system. Universal coverage in France results not only in less disparity, but also researchers have proposed that the French health care system may allow physicians and patients more flexibility to adopt professional and culturally pertinent approaches to the management of CVD risk factors. These practices include patient-centered care, such as enhancing the doctor-patient relationship, and as well as using electronic medical records, or EMRs, which have documented positive effects on improving the processes of care and, more recently, on clinical outcomes. A recent cross-cultural comparative study focusing on the opinions and practices of French and U.S. physicians, they found considerable differences between the U.S. and France. The study focused on the microsystem of the office, which includes patients, clinicians, and cultural processes. French physicians reported that they focused more of their treatment efforts on lifestyle modification rather than medication management. They also see their patients more frequently and for longer visit times, they use EMRs more often, and they have guidelines more readily available to them than their American counterparts. Okay, so with that said, we find that the processes of care and their contribution to the management of CVD in particular have not been adequately explored and can provide insight into a sort of culture of care practiced by French physicians that may contribute to better cardiovascular health in France than in the U.S. Physicians are on the front line of care, yet few, if any, studies have been conducted that describe their beliefs about CVD and the best ways to prevent and treat CVD risk factors. Physicians' beliefs and opinions about CVD risk factor management offer a fresh perspective on CVD prevention and management. So initial research consisting of interviews and on-site study of physician practices was conducted with primary care doctors in order to create a web-based survey. The survey used a mixed methods design of quantitative and qualitative data, which included 45 multiple choice questions and 3 free text questions. The inclusion of the free text questions provided qualitative data from which to draw themes. and this study reports results of those free text questions. Participants were purposely sampled to include primary care physicians, most of whom were family and general practitioners. The French physicians were contacted via a convenient sampling method through the French Society of General Medicine, or the SFMG, one of the main organizations of family physicians in France, whose membership includes about 1,200 practicing physicians from across the country. The survey was emailed to all members of SFMG, and a total of 656 French physicians had returned the survey. So here were the questions that we had asked. They were asked their opinion about the reason for lower CVD death rates in France and the U.S., the quality of healthcare in their country, and reasons that they believe they are successful at managing patients with CVD risk factors. The participants typed their responses directly into the web-based survey, and these responses were collated into spreadsheets for analysis. So just to go a little in-depth about the data analysis, the responses to the free text survey questions were coded into response categories by the research team led by a cultural anthropologist with expertise in qualitative analysis. The codes were generated using word repetition and key words in context methods in order to identify repeated words and themes. A code book, which I will show in a couple minutes, was developed based on keywords and themes. Two native French speakers coded the physician's responses. The responses were kept in their original language so that to decrease the likelihood that the meaning would be lost or changed in the translation process. And to ensure consistency in code assignment, a test of intercoder reliability between the two coders was performed using a sample of responses from each of the three survey questions to ensure that the coders were interpreting the data and assigning codes in a similar manner. And because many responses contained several themes, coders could assign multiple codes to each response. The responses were then reported according to frequencies and percentages of respondents whose responses contain words and themes assigned to each code. All right, so here's an example of a code book for question number three. I believe I'm successful at managing patients with CVD risk factors because, as you can see, there are 9 themes and 6 sub-themes that expand under the doctor-patient relationship category. So as you can see, we have the use of guidelines and recommendations, a focus on prevention, regular monitoring, the motivation of the doctor, the motivation of the patient, doctor knowledge, the patient diet/lifestyle, patient health coverage, and the existence of group-supported care. Among the sub-themes, we have bilateral trust, effective communication, bilateral understanding, patient education, the doctor's awareness of a patient's social life, and time spent with a patient in an office visit. So here are the results of question number one. And just a note about this table, the percentages are in parentheses. So when answering the question, healthcare in my country is generally good or not good because 71% of the physicians answer that healthcare in France is good. The physicians most cited healthcare equity, full coverage of medical expenses and medication, and comprehensive care as reasons that the French system is good. One doctor commented that, and I quote, "It is good in the field of management of cardiovascular disease because with virtually free health care, we can take time to give advice, review, and repeat recommendations and explain the influence of factors like weight and other therapeutic interventions for each patient." So answering the second question, cardiovascular death rates is 30 to 35% lower in France and the U.S. because 53 of the physicians cited food, diet, and portion sizes as the most important factor in this difference. And I just wanted to I created a pie graph just to illustrate these responses even further. Physicians also stated that their food portions are reasonable, nutritious, more diversified, and have fewer calories and less sugar than the U.S. diet. Physicians also mentioned cultural aspects of their diet, saying that the French are, quote, protected from junk food. Meals with family and the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes fruits, vegetables, and lean protein, are valued by the French overall. But second to food and diet, as you can see, the next most commonly cited theme is greater equity of healthcare in France. And this word, the code equity, referred to fairness of the health system as well as coverage. Okay, when answering the question, I believe I'm successful at managing patients with CVD risk factors because 51% of the physicians responded that the doctor-patient relationship was the reason why they were successful. And then we have 16% citing doctor knowledge and 14% citing doctor motivation and the use of guidelines and recommendations, respectively. So the key sub-themes included in the doctor-patient relationship are trust, communication, understanding, education, social awareness, and time aspects of the visit. Time spent and responses were not differentiated between consultation time, frequency, or continuity of care. Instead, most physicians reported time spent was a key factor in the doctor-patient relationship. It's important to also note that time and education were mentioned frequently and often cited together. The more time that was spent with the patient reflected more patient education spent. The social code includes that the doctor is aware of the patient's family, financial, work, life goals, and cultural context. The physicians refer to this as contextual knowledge of the patient's life. All right, so I try to generate a table that emphasizes the relationship between the three themes that really stood out in our research. We have the cultural aspect, the healthcare system as a whole, and the patient-provider relationship. And using these physician responses, we note that a lot of these things are contingent on the other. For instance, culture may as well affect the doctor's ability to educate his or her patients and focus on lifestyle management. The healthcare system and the doctor's perception of equitability contributes to longer visit lengths, which in turn affects time spent on patient education. In addition, the healthcare system, which provides an environment conducive to the use of electronic medical records and less administrative work, will all make the physician's day less hectic and more patient-focused. Patient-centered care then increases trust between the patient and her doctor, and this creates a sort of culture of care. All right. Often differences in equity and coverage are overshadowed by the food, diet, lifestyle argument to explain France's lower CVD rates, even though healthcare coverage and quality of care play a key role in CVD outcomes. For example, adequate patient coverage and access to care allow physicians to better manage CVD risk factors through close monitoring and provide them with more opportunities to educate and equip the patient with preventive tools. Another key difference between the U.S. and French healthcare system is France's widespread use of EMRs. The French carte vitale, a card that is issued to patients which contains all of their medical records, is brought to every appointment. The use of the card maintains the patient's information in one place and allows their medical records to be immediately updated to all and accessible to all healthcare providers. Indeed, French doctors report spending more time in patient care than American doctors, who report spending more time on administrative activities. All right. So, the two aspects that the physicians like most about the French healthcare system are equity and comprehensive care, including financial coverage and support for patients. Perhaps it is these features of the healthcare system that allow French physicians to build and maintain an ongoing long-term relationship with their patients, which in turn may allow for more preventive care and the early diagnosis of CVD risk factors. The French physicians in the study emphasized social aspects of the doctor-patient relationship, including time, trust, and education, as being the most important factors in their success at managing patients with CVD risk factors. But the question remains, could the culture of care in France be duplicated in the U.S.? Limited time for office visits would require physicians in the U.S. to reallocate their time to emphasize lifestyle modifications. Utilizing EMRs and practice guidelines could facilitate this process by improving process outcomes and reducing administrative tasks. And this would result in increased time for physicians to focus on education, lifestyle modification, and the social aspects of the doctor-patient relationship. However, obviously any policy change requires the ability to respond to new challenges by adopting systems changes. So obviously there's some limitations to this research. The study results reported here are taken from an internet-based survey of primary care physicians. Physicians were drawn from membership lists, and therefore membership is a limiting factor. The data reflects physicians' self-reports of behavior, which may not accurately reflect true behavior. Qualitative analysis of text responses represents the beliefs and opinions of our sample, but does not represent the beliefs and opinions of all practicing primary care physicians in France. An observational study is needed to validate the survey results, but the goal of this research was to provide a descriptive account of physician beliefs and opinions, and as such, we do not attempt to link reported practices with better health outcomes. Future research by the Center for Global Health will focus on American physicians at work. This research will include physician observation in Georgia to validate responses to an earlier initial survey. Eventually, we will seek out an observational study in France as well.
We have time for a quick question for Anjali, if there's one in the...
Yeah.
Steve mentioned that this will hopefully go to an NIH grant application.
Mm-hmm.
Something that our researchers have found a challenge with is conducting international studies like this when you have differences in culture.
Mm-hmm.
Taking what you find abroad and then applying it in a
it's very hard to, I mean, that's a good question. It's something that, it's very hard to just extrapolate that, this whole culture of care that we focus on. But we think that the physician-patient relationship is not necessarily a cultural aspect. It's more of a, you know, we think that the system is something that could be manipulated in such a way that we could offer this, you know, fresh perspective on physician practice behavior. So it's not necessarily a culture that we would focus on, but more of, you know, how we can focus on it, like lessening the administrative tasks and, you know, the introduction of EMRs and that kind of thing. I hope that answered your question.
So I'm not familiar with the healthcare setting, but have you found literatures about the patient's perspective of physician practice as to the results of the comparable? Like, because a lot of this is perception from physicians.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good suggestion. I haven't come up with any literature on the patient side, but that would be interesting to investigate further. I mean, I'm sure there are studies on it, but yeah, we focus on physician behavior though and physician beliefs. So.
All right, we actually have to move on to the next presentation. Sorry, but thank you very much.